Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
It's always tough to go out with somebody and not to hear from them again, especially when you feel like things went well. And that's why we're here to help. Alex, Audrey, let's say hello to Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
We're doing better than you. Apparently, you've been ghosted by Maya. We're going to get to that in just a second. But first, give us a little backstory. Like, how'd y'all meet and what's the story with her?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, I've been talking to this girl for a while now. When, well, really, she's a woman, actually, and that's what she exudes. And I decided she was worth actually taking on a date. You know, a lot of times you don't want to go to dinner with a random girl, right? Until you actually know you like each other. So we talked enough that I knew she would be worth it and it would be a good time.
Yeah, Audrey's got a strict no dinner policy on a first date.
It's smart.
God, no.
No dinner policy?
No, really? Not getting trapped with someone you don't know.
Yeah, she wants to be able to bust out whenever possible. So if that's why she'll go for drinks and finish her drink and be like, okay, well, this has been fun.
Yeah, I can
like
chug.
That.
I'm going to remember that for next time for sure.
Yeah, you know? Right. So what happened on your date with Maya?
Honestly, thought I really turned on the charm for her, you know.
Okay,
I had it going. I truly don't know what she wouldn't have liked, right? I planned a really nice date at a restaurant, you know, and it was pretty hard to get the reservation. So I used a bunch of my connections I had in town to get it.
I see you.
It's like Brad Booker.
Right? Shoot, I was super excited to really treat her to a nice evening. And it was nice because I got to be in my domain and really talk about what I know, right? I'm in the wine, so I got to show off a little bit, you know, talk about that with the waiter and all that. You know, I had to put on the charm, like I said.
Okay, player. And she wasn't receptive to that?
No, she clearly wasn't. You know, I don't know why she would just ghost me after all of that.
Well, Aaron, there's only one thing we could do, and that's call her and see if we can figure it out. Okay, hang on just a second.
Cool.
Hello?
Maya? You busy?
Hey.
Hey, it's Booker, Alex, and Audrey. We're with Mix 94.7.
You busy?
Hey, girl. We're doing a morning radio show, and the reason we're calling, I just want to let you know everything up front so there's no surprises. We're not on anyone's side, by the way. We're not trying to make you look bad. We're just here to kind of be the mediator and facilitating a conversation with Aaron, who called us and is on the phone. He said y'all went out and had a really nice time, a nice dinner and everything, and you're really cool, but he said he hadn't heard from you, so we were just wondering if you'd be willing to talk to us and let us know what's going on in your head.
Okay, that's fine. I guess I can just start from the beginning. You know, the date was super nice, and I'm grateful and thankful that he took me on it. You know, he took me to a really nice restaurant, and normally I'm used to, you know, the coffee and tea dates or the let me just buy you a drink dates. So
there you go. The Audrey dates.
Like a high caliber date. Yeah.
We were just talking about that, how Audrey, our co-host, is not like going to dinner on the first date. So it's nice that you got that. Okay. So
yeah.
Sounds good so far.
I like to eat. So I like to get taken out on dinner dates. So I was super appreciative and I was looking forward to it. I even, you know, bought a new dress because we're going to a nice restaurant. And so, you know, I was feeling myself. I was really happy. I think I was so excited because of the premise of the date that I was really underwhelmed when I got to meet the person in person, like, that I was with.
Uh-oh.
He was just, like, a little too much. Like, I like a guy that's chill, down to earth. And unfortunately, he was just the opposite.
What do you mean by that? Like, how is he not down to earth?
Like, what's too much?
So the thing that jumped out to me the most, and this is just the most, was that he kept talking in French to the waiter. And it was so extra and over the top. Like, the waiter even told him, like, I don't speak much French, but he kept doing it. And then he got to the point where he asked for the manager just so he could talk to him in French. You know, he was talking about the wines and the foods in French. And it was just, he even ordered in French. It was just embarrassing. And I was more embarrassed for him. Apparently, he's visited the country before. He's taken trips to France. And it was just too much for me.
That's so extra.
That is way extra.
No, parlez-vous français?
Oh, my God. It's like he's a France mascot.
Seriously. Oh, dude.
I think that's kind of sexy.
Oh, my gosh.
My
are you serious?
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
No,
it's
not.
Good thing you're married.
No, it's like when the staff is telling you, just stop, and you still keep on going. It's like,
I mean, a little bit. I wouldn't, dude, you know, go.
Just because you went to a French restaurant doesn't mean you need to talk in French.
Well, we don't even know if they went to a French restaurant.
She said. I don't walk into Franklin with a cow and, hey, guys, you got brisket here? I got my cow here.
Moo.
Aaron, we're not trying to shade you here. You, do you want to comment on what Maya said?
Yeah. You know, I like what I like, and I'm just proud of the fact that I know another language.
Yeah, so you should be.
You should be. Share.
Yeah. Right?
No.
Yeah.
No. When it came to the wines, I swear you talked about, like, all these different types of wine for 45 minutes. Like, if you're trying to get to know me, you should be trying to get to know me. I don't care about the wine.
That's a good point.
I know. I know. And I hear you. I hear you. It's just that I wanted to share some of my passions with you. And
he was trying to impress you, Maya.
Yes. Can a guy just, you know, put on a charm, try and impress a nice young lady?
That was not an impression. That was an impersonation.
Oh.
All right.
Well, we're going to bail out on this one here.
Mic drop.
Yeah, well.
Aaron, you got what you came here for. And Maya, thank you so much for being honest. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.